Blog Talk Radio. Today's guest on Show Talk with Angela Butler is Mr. Johnson KBTU. He is from Africa. He's going to call in today. He's talking about the things that are going on in Africa and what he and his organization are doing to help things get better there. It should be a very enlightening interview, especially for me also, because I've never been to Africa, but I've heard a lot about it. I like to refer to it as the mother country. So while we're waiting on him, I'll just play some more theme music by Demetrius Jeffries.
Clap your hands for Angela.
Johnson, KBTU. Tell me if I pronounced your last name wrong.
No, it's all right. Hello, Angela, and thank you for having me.
Okay, all right, and I did pronounce your name correctly, didn't I?
Yeah, it was good.
Your last name? Okay.
Right.
So you're, okay, yes, sir. So you're in what part of Africa?
I'm in West Africa, Liberia in particular.
Liberia. Okay, let's talk about Liberia. What is it like there, the continent itself? Is it anything like South Africa?
It's like South Africa. Liberia is a country founded by the free slaves from America. And it is a West African country, rich with natural resources, the diamonds, rubber. In fact, here we have the Firestone Rubber Corporation. Firestone.
Okay. So, is it like where President Obama visited? Because I know President Obama's family, his father is from from Africa. I believe South Africa. Am I correct?
It is. Michelle Obama has visited Liberia, which just not too long.
Okay. All right. So you have an organization that you started. Please tell the people listening the name of your organization, because I've talked to you for at least six or seven years on Facebook, back and forth. And you're very encouraging. You told me to keep doing my show. I was doing great things. So tell the people listening what you have told me about your organization, the name of your organization, and what you are accomplishing and trying to accomplish.
Okay. The name of the organization is called Building Potential for Transformation, and the short name is BUPOTRA. That's how it is pronounced. And this organization was founded to seek the welfare of disadvantaged people, especially when we came out of the 17 years civil crisis in Liberia. There was greater need to get involved. And I, coming from exile during the war years and having worked with volunteer organizations in Guinea, even during the repatriation, so this has been a core call of mine to participate in transforming the lives of people. And so when we came back in Liberia, we also joined other organizations, I could name the Manor Rural Relief and Development Network, which was headed by Geraldine Pierre Cabra. Okay, then she's in the States now. And I've got a couple of friends, put the dream forward, and said it was important. We can stand alone and see the needs of the Liberian, especially the young people, those disadvantaged as a result of violence related to the crisis.
Yeah.
We need to do something. So when I told them this dream, and they said, oh, wow, this is a good idea. And that's how we came together and organized. Came up with the name first, came up with the logo, which is the oak tree for strength of the passion. And the infinity symbol in the name stands for continuity of our dreams. This organization is dedicated to facilitating the improvement in the lives of disadvantaged children, women, youth, men, and rural community residents through the process of San Martino's personal development and social transformation and projects involving individuals, families, and groups. That's the mission. And we have for the years, been involved with a lot of voluntary initiatives in the communities, in the counties. In fact, we focus largely in the interior of the country to support government plans to reach to the underserved, if you like me to say it. Okay, so from peace activities, workshops, targeting the young people because out of the crisis, you have a lot of young people being disadvantaged, manipulated to get involved into the world, and sometimes victimize themselves and also victimize others. So there was the need to mitigate the situation, have a nonviolence workshop, peace education, and mediation activities. And so we have a series of those workshops. Sometimes, you can believe it, we have one session which was conducted by one of our volunteers by the name of Batua S. Newe, who is the coordinator for Maggie County. We had the young people enthusiastic. They attended the session, and it's like we were looking around to find something for these participants to have lunch. Can you imagine? So this means there is possibility. The willingness is there. But how to engage these people is what counts. And we have also got involved with the election in past years, one which Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was elected president, that was 2005, 2011. We mobilized 250 volunteers, young people who are turned violent, who are turned on serious. Yes, we were able to mobilize 250.
Johnson, so my understanding, and correct me if I am wrong, that the things that are going on in West Africa are similar to things that are going on here in the United States of America, the violence and things of that nature against each other.
Violence globally, like every country is experiencing some sort of violence. But I think what we have in common is the huge young population, the youth population, and talk about job, talk about skills. So that is the gap that needs to be filled. If the young people are educated, they won't be manipulated by anyone. If a young man has skills, he can get any job, even self-employed. So that's why we are making efforts to address. Our young people are talented. Besides the naming and categorization, if we engage the young people into meaningful ventures, we wouldn't have a lot of them in the ghettos, on drugs, and doing other things. But it requires time, it requires efforts, it requires support to get this done.
So which part of what, you're in Liberia, am I right? You're in Liberia.
Yeah, Liberia. Monrovia.
Okay. So the things you are doing are similar to what the black people here in the United States of America, the violence, trying to stop the violence, sometimes at war with each other, education. Now, that's something you were talking to me about for a while now, the education. You're very well educated, am I correct?
I'm doing a social work program at one of our institutions here. But really,
oh, so you have a bachelor's degree, or do you have a bachelor's degree? You do?
No, I'm working for a BSW degree now.
You're working towards your bachelor's degree now?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm working on the Bachelor of Social Work.
Okay, well, that is great. That's wonderful. Like I said, we've been talking a long time on Facebook back and forth, and I love what you're doing. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
It's just, from my understanding from you, is that it's global, the things that are going on within the African race and here in the United States of America. As you know, you questioned me about the new president, President Trump. You all were watching, I believe, in what you call a cafe there in Liberia. And you've seen the killings by the police. We both know that you told me that you all say there in West Africa that it's a human rights violation. Am I correct? That's what you told me, right? But you are correct.
Oh, yes. Yes, when it comes to human rights violation, yes. Because you have a whole lot of sectors of that. You talk about gender-based violence. You talk about economic violence, educational violence. I mean, a whole lot. It depends on the, you know,
here in the United States.
Person we're put for.
Here in the United States is what you were talking about. And you're correct on all of that. Yes, it is a human rights violation. But in your country, is there, like, within your own country, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Great Britain, the Queen of England, owns West Africa, or am I incorrect? Has a large say-so in West Africa, in Liberia? Because I remember there was a civil war there that lasted a while in Liberia. Is it completely owned by the Africans?
You're saying in Liberia, yes, the civil war lasted for long. We started in 1989 and kind of like finally ended in 2003.
Yeah, long, 2006, 89 to 2006. Okay, so did you live through that? Because I don't know how old you are.
Did I?
I said, I don't know how. Did you live through the Civil War? Because I don't know your age.
Okay. Yeah. The Civil War broke 1989 when I just completed high school. And so even when I was registering to take the LU entrance, which was the procedure, but it short-lived because the Civil War set in, and I was doing a little work to raise some money to continue my education, and this didn't last, and we had to move. I had to send our relatives to Sierra Leone, and later on, we're working with an American company, and as time went on, we couldn't stay. So I left and joined a family in Sierra Leone. But Sierra Leone, it didn't also stay very long. We had to move over to Guinea. And so I started getting myself involved in voluntary initiatives, actually helping the people. The experience sometimes, as it comes from crisis, war, it's horrible. Now you see a woman walking, maybe with a suitcase, and after they walk some distance, how to put the suitcase down, empty some off, and start going again. After a while, and pull it down and take off some load just to make the weight lighter. And I experienced a lady, the fat lady who walked and had to just forgo everything, and that was touching. the only thing I could say, Mom, let's keep going. So just to go further away from where the fighting was. That was in Sierra Leone. And so I will walk. There was a distance we imagined walking. We didn't know how we would get there. That was in our situation. So it happened in other people's situation as well. That is why we keep against war, and we are promoting nonviolence to ensure that people don't have experiences that we have in Liberia. We imagine walking a distance. I have not been to before, and I happen to be the only male among children, elderly, and older family members.
Okay.
We have the little money we have to go. We only pay for transportation. And so the driver asked me, where are you going? I said, man, we're going anywhere. Just take us anywhere. We got on the truck. We drove whole day and whole night. In the middle of the journey, I was so afraid. I said, is this the journey that we were going to take by force? So imagine I went through that, and that's a horror of war. That's horror of crisis. And so, I mean, we cannot stand to fool our arms without creating education, without providing the necessary means to enable everyone to have access to basic social services to avoid the recurrence of conflict. Especially in Liberia, we have experienced a lot.
So the young people that you speak of there in West Africa, in Liberia, what's causing the violence there? Are they mad? What do they tell you, the younger people there in Liberia? Are they upset about what's going on? Are they against each other? I mean, can you tell the people listening why that is happening in Africa?
The young people, as other parts of the world, the young people are complaining of lack of job, lack of opportunities. And so sometimes you speak, you see the anger in the faces. Besides the young people, you see tension, you see anxiety, you see something that is going on in the person that you know automatically things are not going well with the person himself. Okay? But we, in our engagement, say, okay, you like to have job. But what if you are asked, what kind of job can you do? Will you speak out to say, okay, I can be a secretary, I can be a driver, I can be mechanic? And so we try to convince them that, look, the best way you can do is acquire some basic knowledge that can give you some opportunity, even if you can be self-employed. And if this is available, if this is supported, you can see that most of the young people actually leave the street. Okay, you got colleges, you got technical institutions, but it can't hold much. The population of young people that are desiring to go to these technical schools now are more than the facilities provided. Government is trying their best, but something needs to be done so that there is a gap that we see. Okay, if those bigger institutions are taking high school graduates, but what about those who were victims during the crisis? Had not gone to school, the school dropped out. They didn't come out to get a high school degree, and they want to acquire some basic technical skills. So that's a gap of people that we need to deal with, to give them some basic knowledge in tailoring, in soap making, tie dyeing, carpentry, masonry. So they will be able to be self-employed, and that can close the gap when it comes to those who are going to the tertiary education because they have the requisite credential, like high school certificate. But there are a lot of them that don't have this because they were dropped out. They feel maybe ashamed to continue school, even though we keep encouraging most of them to go to night school. But you go to school and come back, you have to look for something for food. Imagine today in Liberia,
they have to look for food.
Being,
is that what you say? They have to look for food. Is that what you're saying? They have to look for food.
Oh, yeah. Because?
Or did I misunderstand you?
Say that.
Did I misunderstand you, Johnson, Mr. Johnson? Pete, I hope I pronounced your name. Pete, I know it's spelled P-E-W, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah,
they have to look for food?
Yes, because most of these students are self-supported, especially the gap of youth we're talking about are on their own. Don't stay with parents, and they stay by themselves. So if the person is encouraged to go to school, he has to come from school and look for something to eat. And this impedes the educational, you know, progress of that person. Because if the person is hungry, the mind is not going to hold any study lesson.
So your organization is helping to provide food for these children, young people? Am I correct? Your organization is helping to provide food for the young people. Am I correct?
Yes. If we are assisted, we can provide food for them. But right now, we can get them to places. If there is no assistance to provide these opportunities for them, we will be running in the same cycle. So it is good to have some area of education, you know, skills training, and also have food so that they won't go home and start running around.
Yes. Okay. That's great. And you stress education a whole lot. That's similar to what's here in the United States of America. They stress education here. Also, the education is very important. I see similarities between what you're doing and what went on during the civil rights movement, and up until today, in 2017, I see similarities of what you're trying to do, what you're trying to accomplish. And
okay.
I applaud you for that. I just would like to know, the people there are very wealthy people there, rich people there in West Africa, am I right? Are they helping? Or are they trying to keep the money? I mean, what's going on?
Okay, you can see this by the provision of scholarships. So you have more students running after people for scholarship opportunities. So basically, this is how you can find who is helping in the educational area besides what government is doing. So sometimes you have politicians, you know, putting out scholarships, and then what you have young people running to benefit this scholarship opportunities. Yeah.
So basically, you have a food crisis there. Am I correct? A food crisis, am I wrong?
As it relates to the development of the human potential, you can describe it as male crisis because, yes, if the man is not able to have the purchasing power to take care of his livelihood, of course, you have this psychological breakdown. Imagine for an average family,
psychological breakdown because they're hungry.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yes.
Oh,
they're hungry. Yes. Yeah. They can provide for their family, and there's some misunderstanding in the home because the husband maybe can bring home something, and the woman maybe is selling the market and can't just take in that much to cater for education, health, clothing, shelter, you name it.
Okay. All right. So the women in West Africa, can they own land?
There's
a lot of noise in the background. Can women own land?
Yes.
They're in West Africa?
Yeah, women can own land now in West Africa.
Yeah.
Because
they can.
There is a program, at least, you know, educating the women about land rights.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Okay, that's wonderful. That is great. So your organization, would you say the name of it again, please?
It's Building Potential for Transformation, and the short name is BUPOTRA.
Okay. So you recently voted, am I correct? You recently had an election there. Would you please explain about the election? Because it reminds me a whole lot of what goes on here in the United States of America and what happens when you're voting.
We will be voting October 10, 2017, as it is planned. So recently we just got through with the voters registration exercise.
So you had sent me a message saying that in Tim's, in most cases, remains the people in a marginalized, stratified society where the meaning of democracy is not known by the people affected by societal problems, resulting to almost 85% available time finding their daily bread. When politicians come election time, which is referred to as seasonal commerce, not knowing the plight of the people practically, yet through people connected to the locality seeming project, the millet begins going to attract voters. So that's what you was telling me, that when to attract voters, when the person is elected according to local electoral, the game is over to another election. This results to voters' fatigue. Reluctantly, some people took the option not to register because they're not going to stand in the sun to waste. What's that noise in the background? Immediately begins to attract voters' attention. The game is over to have this result in voters' fatigue. Reluctantly, some people took the option not to register. I just read that. Because they are not going to stand in the sun to waste their time for someone who will not represent them for their own interest. The communities in the rural areas in Liberia are in need of basics. So our basic services, in which speaks volumes, sustainable initiatives to promote independence and self-sufficiency to make a difference in the lives of the disadvantaged children, youth, women, men, and rural community residents to improve their lives is critical. That's what you sent to me.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, is there any funding that you can get from your government or the United States? Because I know there was something that happened in West Africa, I believe, about some little girls. Am I incorrect that went missing? Am I wrong?
You say that?
Was West Africa where the little girls went missing at, sir? By Barbara Tana, I think. Am
West
I incorrect,
Africa,
sir? I'm saying, was it West Africa where the little girls went missing, were kidnapped?
Oh,
am I incorrect?
Was it Africa that... Repeat your question, please.
I'm asking, yes, sir, I'm asking, was it West Africa where the little girls went missing? Am I correct?
Oh, okay.
I was in Nigeria.
Yeah. Okay. It happened here too. The little girl got missing here. I think Kopo Kamara. That happened in Lofa County. Lofa County. Kopo Kamara, I remember.
Yeah.
It happened, and that was in Nigeria.
Yeah. Am I correct?
Liberia.
Nigeria,
yeah.
Not Liberia.
Liberia.
Okay. Have they found the girls? Because the internet is saying that they found them. Is that true?
Kopo Kamara was not found. If at all, they were found not alive. I remember this because Kopo Kamara was a student.
They killed him?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Yeah,
they didn't bring the girls back. It said they located Boko Haram were located 276 girls. That's not true then. They were not found.
They were not found.
They were not found. Okay, so I'm reading this from www.aljazari.com. And it's saying that they located near 300 girls abducted by Boko Haram almost 7 weeks ago, the country's chief of them, but they won't release them, use force to get them to release them.
Oh, no. The 300 girls is Nigeria. The 300 girls
Nigeria.
Is Nigeria.
Yes, sir. Okay.
And
they did
Liberia.
Not find them. Okay. All right.
The 300 girls.
I thank you. Yes, sir.
The 300 girls is a story about Nigeria. Those 300 girls were like adopted by Boko Haram. And recently, I think the news is that they freed some of them. So that is Nigeria, and I'm in Liberia. It is in
Liberia.
The couple come up. Liberia, the Corporal Kamara case happened.
Okay. In Nigeria. Okay. So how would somebody get funding to you? If some, because I've been talking to you on and off, and I've checked you out and things like that, and I won't get any money from this. I want everyone to know, how would they donate to you? To your organization to help. I know a lot of people go through different major organizations, you know, to donate money to. I'm not always certain that the people in Africa get the funding. They have this Feed the Hungry and stuff over here in America. Do any of you ever see any of that, the food or anything? Hello, sir. I'm saying over here in the United States. Oh, yes, sir. Over here in the United States, they have Feed the Hungry programs and things like that. It comes on TV commercials here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever see any of the money give food, Feed the Hungry, anything like that? Feed the Hungry. You know that
there are some organizations. There are some organizations here that feed children, but not in our situation. Like we're talking about the youth, the older youth. But these are children. Sometimes some organizations come and have a feeding program. Yeah, but we focus
on
the
usually they talk about Ethiopia. Usually they talk about Ethiopia. But do they help the people in Liberia, the money? Because I've gave money to those organizations before, and I'm not always certain. There's a lot of greed here in the United States of America, so I'm not always certain that the money, when I can give, that it gets to the right people. But you said there are organizations there, so that is good news.
Okay, thank you. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, thank you very much. Our organization, if there's any goodwill out there or in Liberia that wants to help us, we have our account details on our website, and we can get to it. You can write a check in the name of our organization, and you can contact our office to have our contact details.
What is your website?
But
what is your website, sir? Mr. Johnson KB, what are the URLs to your website?
Should I call the website?
Your URL. How would they find your website? The name of it.
Okay. All right. It's www.bupo Yeah. You got www.
Yes.
Buportra.
Okay. Buporta.
No. Buportra.
Okay. What's after that?
Dot. WEEBLY.
Okay.
You got WEEBLY.
All right. Okay.
WEEBLY.com.
All right. I hope you all got that. If not, you can message me on Facebook, and I will resend information to you for Mr. Johnson, KBPU. I just have a couple of more questions, and then I'm going to have to end the show. If what do you think of the United States of America there, in Liberia, West Africa? How do you see America?
Well, America is seen like a mother to Liberia. There is great historical background between America and Liberia. So amongst the community of nations, Liberia counts America first in any decision. And so we're like the first child to America. So we're always concerned of everything that goes on, and we hope for the better. Liberia, America has contributed immensely to this country, and we as individuals appreciate it very much. A lot of humanitarian gesture, a lot of philanthropic individuals who care. Yeah, we appreciate that a lot. And every little child you see comes to, I want to go to America. And so that is the historical tie as compared to other West African countries. Liberia has a close link with America.
Okay. All right. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, America is having a lot of problems here with racism. The wealthy black Americans don't have as much discrimination, murder, as the younger blacks and the poor blacks. Over here, as you already know, America is a very capitalistic country, So I'm sure you understand that, though, it's based on money here in the United States of America. But the killings are used by the police are used against unarmed black men and women. And, of course, as you told me before over the years that you from my show and other shows and through the internet and television, you've seen the killings and things. So that is not good. But there are some very wealthy people here, as I'm sure it is there in your country too. You know.
Yeah.
And you, of course, are a Christian. Am I correct? Are you Catholic?
Hello.
Are you a Catholic?
Hello.
Yeah.